man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, that's what we're doing up here in North Dakota, surviving. And I'm sure that's what you're doing wherever you are out there in Patriot land. Thank you for tuning into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. That's this show right here. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And one other preliminary, go down here and look at my date, May 27th, 2020. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. Ooh, we're almost halfway through this new year. What we'll do here is get started talking about the only thing we ever talk about, Donald Trump. And how he's doing. I'll tell you what, on his Twitter account, I mentioned that every day he goes up another 100,000 followers. Well, he did it again today, 80.3 million. Yes, another 100,000 followers. Very nice. And he's tweeting away. He tweeted just an hour ago. Lou Dobbs is one of the greats. Donald Trump really appreciates Lou Dobbs, as do we all. He's one of those good guys. And here's a little bit of Lou Dobbs put up by Donald Trump today. And I'm not seeing this at Lou Dobbs' website. I'm getting this right off of Donald Trump's website with this massive 80.3 million follower crowd. And just the, you know, it's just remarkable. Here he is. He's at war with Twitter. We're at war with Twitter and Google and Facebook and Amazon. And yet here he is, their most popular account. So here are the last couple of things he's put up. Let's play a couple of them so you can see what the president is telling us today. Let me find some that are... Here's one that's only 7 seconds long. This is Lou Dobbs.
Arguably the greatest... this president is not a politician. He is arguably the greatest president in our history. This president is not a politician. He is... arguably the greatest president in our history. This president is not a politician.
I played that for you a couple of times. Well, I can imagine why Donald Trump enjoyed that clip and got it up there for us. That was Lou Dobbs today. And that post has 930,000 views. That's more than the number of people that watch these so-called mainstream network shows. Yeah, here's another one. Another segment of Lou Dobbs. This one is going to be longer, so I don't think we'll get to play the whole thing. And here's a... So let's see where this one goes. This is what the president wanted to share with us, that he enjoys.
Jordan says he hopes to soon see the transcripts of Michael Flynn's phone calls with former Russian diplomat Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to the United States. Those transcripts were declassified by the outgoing director of national intelligence, Richard Grenell. It's now up to the new intel chief, John Ratcliffe, to release those documents.
Now, those are two names to keep in mind. Richard Grenell and John Ratcliffe, two really good guys. And two really great picks by our president. Richard Grenell, who was ambassador to Germany, came in as the temporary director of national intelligence. He's being replaced permanently now by John Ratcliffe, former great U.S. congressman.
What will happen? Well, let's get the best view on that possible. Congressman Jim Jordan joining us tonight. Congressman Jordan is a ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, great to have you with us. Let's start with the House vote tonight on this bill. This is quite a spectacle. The president not threatening to veto it, but calling on House Republicans not to support it. But he didn't make a position known when you originally voted on the bill. Give us some insight here.
Well, here's what's happened, and good to be with you, Lou. Here's what happened in the last 2 months. So back when this first passed in March, since that time, think about what we've learned. We've learned 39 people unmasked Michael Flynn's name. We learned how they set up Michael Flynn. We've got these transcripts that Mr. Grinnell got released that show that when the whole Trump-Russia investigation started, there was no basis for doing the investigation, something you and I thought all along, knew all along. But now it's Clapper knew, Brennan knew there was nothing there. Comey knew there was nothing there. So all that has transpired since then. And more importantly, we have the memorandum from Inspector General Horowitz, who was looking broadly at the FISA now. First, he looked at what they did to Carter Page and the Trump campaign. Now he's looking broadly at the FISA, and he put out a memorandum back in March, on March 30th, which said the 29 cases he's looked at, every single one had major problems. Four of them, Lou, didn't even have what's called the Woods file, which is the file you have where you keep the main evidence, that the supporting evidence documentation for what you then take to the FISA court. So 29 American citizens who were spied on, every single one of those had major problems. So that's all transpired since that first vote. And the president's simply saying, look, until we get this all figured out, we ain't reauthorizing anything. We're not doing it. So God bless the president. This is a good product we've got working, but it can get better. And that's what the president wants to see happen.
I will second your God bless for this president because of what he has endured, all that he's done for the country, and then have to ask the Republicans to stop more of the madness. I also don't quite understand the madness from the Justice Department, and perhaps you can give us some insight into that. Talking about given the cumulative negative effect of the legislative changes on the department's ability to spy, they want the president to veto it for an entirely different reason.
For a different reason,
what in the hell is going on at the Justice Department, Congressman?
Well,
see, I love that. Lou Dobbs. What in the hell is going on at the Justice Department? That's the kind of language and feeling and thinking that we need. Lou Dobbs has got it. He's a real man. And Jim Jordan, his interlocutor here, and you recognize the setting here. This is the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. If you haven't been there, you want to go there. It helps you, when you're watching these shows, all of these congressmen and senators get interviewed in the rotunda, which is under the great dome of our great Capitol building. And there's just amidst all the columns there, they set up a camera and they'll do an interview. And you can go there yourself. It's a remarkable thing. Any of you who have been there, you want to call in and describe the experience, do it. But if you haven't been inside your Capitol building, which, just reverberates with all of the history that's made there, you should go. And the other things that you can see on the U.S. Capitol Mall of our history, of the America that Donald Trump wants to make great again. That was our Capitol. It should be again, and our mission is to help Donald Trump achieve that.
Look at what the president tweeted out, though, just a few hours ago. He said there should be no warrantless searches on American citizens, and amen to that as well. So this president understands it.
Amen.
He's lived through it. Mr. Horowitz has given us the evidence and done the investigations that show just how bad it is. So, like the president said, let's get to the bottom of all this before we reauthorize the program that was abused by Jim Comey's FBI and the intelligence community in the Obama administration. Hey, Lou, think about this. Six people in the Treasury Department were unmasking Michael Flynn's name. In the Treasury Department, six different people. Holy cow, what was going on in those last several weeks of the Obama administration?
Holy cow, what was going on? So, we've got a few good ones, like Jim Jordan of Ohio, northwest corner there of Ohio, and Lou Dobbs.
We're now beginning to understand how determined they were to go after this president, how determined they were to cover up their scheme that they had back in their administration. And Jim Comey was the guy who was going to protect them because he was going into the next administration. And then when he gets fired, Bob Mueller's going to protect him. But finally, we are getting the answers, getting to the details, getting to the facts. And that's why we're holding this up until we get a better product for the president to sign.
Now, the real shame, folks, there are many things that will be a shame. Here we are. We're finally finding out what actually happened, what we all sensed was happening and all speculated was happening. But now this is going on. We're into the fourth year. of this criminality from the Obama leftist deep state. And what, think of this, think of the tragedy of this. We're just about to tear the mask off, just about to see the ugly face of the deep state. And imagine if they finally defeat Donald Trump. And one of the ways they'll do it, if they do it, is voter fraud, election fraud. They've got so much voter fraud and election fraud, ballot box stuffing, ballot harvesting, cheat by mail. They are just ginning it up in all 50 states and the territories. They're firing up their voter fraud. They got 6 months. They've been at it for a while. But imagine if they steal the election from we, the American people. And then what will happen? As soon as they've stolen the government and have it back in their possession, all of this stuff that Jim Jordan and Lou Dobbs are uncovering, it'll all be buried.
Better product. I like the idea that you don't sign a damn thing. There's no excuse to be spying on Americans for any reason. And that crap.
Former acting DNI.
I think he said that crap. I wish I had the rest of that clip. He called it that crap, spying on Americans. All right, let's go. Here's another. Let's go down a little further here. Into the president's tweets today. If the FISA bill is passed tonight on the House floor, I will quickly veto it. Our country has just suffered through the greatest political crime in its history. The massive abuse of FISA was a big part of it. The president gives a thank you to SpaceX, Elon Musk's organization, and NASA. He was at the launch that was scheduled to take place today, and I was watching it just as some of you were. And weather canceled the flight, a magnificent rocket. I've actually been to this SpaceX factory in Los Angeles near LAX, and it's pretty nifty. They've got one of their rockets standing up there outdoors. You can have your picture taken next to one of their rockets. And that's going to be special. It's rescheduled for Saturday. The president will be there, I believe, and it'll be a magnificent moment. It's been 10 years since we sent up a rocket with Americans on it into space. That's too long. Also, there was an announcement yesterday that Donald Trump intends for us not only to go back to the moon, but to go back to stay. Ooh, I'm liking that. That's greatness. And then here are more tweets from the president. How do you like this one? Put this in your pipe and smoke it. Barack, you fraud. You fake birth certificate, dude. How cool are you with a fake birth certificate? I mean, folks, you know, when we look at the unbelievable things that we have had to swallow. And seeing that, seeing how much crap we've had to take, you know, it's, you know, we knew we were off the rails here. By the way, have you ever been in a train car when it was off the rails? You know, that's just a statement. It's just a saying until you actually have that experience. I was down in Texas, and there was a little train. Fortunately, it wasn't a big or high-speed train. It was just one of those kind of historic antique trains. And I was on a train down in Fort Worth at, what was it? I kept trying to remember these things. There's a thing there. It's kind of a rodeo place. And there's a name to it. Anyway, that train takes you down there. And the car I was in, I'll tell you after this break, I went off the tracks. Be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back, folks. And during the break, I refreshed my memory. It is indeed, it's not a rodeo place. It's the Fort Worth Stockyards. And they have a train called the Grapevine Train. I was on that train. It's a neat one of those tourist type trains. It's not, it's just, it's all tourist attraction. And it includes a vintage engine, a real old engine, really wonderful when they pull it with that. And sometimes they pull it with a modern train, but so I'm riding in the last car of the train, and, you know, we're all looking out our windows. We're, you know, tourists as a train takes its 30-minute excursion. And I noticed, you know, something was wrong because as we were moving along, now we're mowing down corn. There's corn stalks that are getting mowed down by my car that I'm in. And then I realized, wait a minute, this car is at an angle, like, you know, it's like at a 30-degree angle to the tracks. And then I realized we're not on the tracks. The train and the engine, which are still on the tracks, are dragging my car through the farm field. Oh, I mean, it wasn't funny. I mean, it was, and, you know, we're all kind of like yelling and, you know, like, you know, out the windows, you know, the conductor doesn't see it, doesn't realize. Finally, he somehow got to his attention that the last car in the train was not on the tracks. We were off the rails. And I'm just making the analogy here to how, where we've been for all these years with a president with no birth certificate, with, you know, all these things that we, no answers. Like what happened to World Trade Center 7? We still don't have an answer. We don't know. You know, we're off the rails. And we have the deep state running our government. People like Fauci and Birx with their new medical dictatorship. Off the rails. I love this. Somebody made a cartoon or a comic page where they... there's George Washington is seated at a desk with his quill pen signing our founding documents. And he says, he looks up as he's signing, you know, the basis for our nation. And he says, none of this applies if somebody gets a cold, right? That's what we just experienced. The whole damn thing, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, everything, the Declaration of Independence, canceled because of an SOB like Fauci and somebody got a cold. So it was a funny thing. Anyway, that turned out okay. The engineer stopped the train and we moved up to the cars that were still on the tracks, and one of the crew detached our car and just left it there in the cornfield. What had happened is somebody threw a switch. We went through a switch and somebody threw it before, I'm guessing, nobody was talking. But the way it looked to us passengers, somebody threw the switch before our car had cleared it. Anyway, here's a nice one. I love this. Oh, by the way, that was 2008. I was down there for the Fort Worth, the Texas straw poll for the Republican primary, in which Ron Paul, I was there to support Ron Paul and to vote in the Texas straw poll. Those were the days. President Trump will sign an executive order on social media censorship. President Trump will sign an executive order on social media censorship amid rapidly intensifying political bias from the Silicon Valley Masters of the Universe. I love Breitbart's terminology for these SOBs. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told reporters aboard Air Force One that the president will shortly sign the executive order, although no further details were given about what it will consist of. In this post, I don't see how long ago this was, but we'll go look among the president's tweets to see if that order is up. This comes after Trump warned social media companies that continued political bias would lead to action from the administration. Quote, Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservative voices, said the president on Twitter earlier today. We will strongly regulate, I love this, or close them down. Wow, that is muscular language. Or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen. The president also said Twitter was interfering in the 2020 presidential election, unquote. Let's skip down here a little bit. In addition to this week's events, almost every major tech company has been caught in a political bias scandal since the 2016 election. And such cases continue to accumulate. And, you know, we know, folks, you know, we've looked at the data here on political contributions by staff at Facebook, Google, Twitter. All of them, you know, 99%, they're left-wing Democrats. It's breathtaking. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Sends me back in time, a trip down memory lane, the Moody Blues. Many of you are too young to remember the Moody Blues. You weren't even born yet. But your parents were listening to the Moody Blues. Well, let's see here. What are some of the interesting things going on? Encouraging things. I'm always interested in the encouraging things. Just looking down my screen here. Here's one. Nothing I can do about this story here. Michelle Obama without makeup is actually scary. I'll have to look at that one after the show. It's amazing what makeup artists can do for people. If you've seen the... if you've known a Hollywood so-called starlet and then in real life, and then see that same star in person, it's sometimes really really an amazing experience. They're unrecognizably different without their makeup on. And and not, and for the worse, I might add. there's so much fakery in Hollywood, it's pretty amazing. Well, here's something. We were in the middle of the executive order that he's going to sign. Let's go see if he signed it. Let's go look over here on his account. Join the horde of people in his account. Nothing. No, the latest was what we played earlier with Lou Dobbs, perhaps the greatest, or undoubtedly the greatest president in American history. Dobbs got that right. Here's a report from John Nolte over Breitbart. He's one of the good guys. An incredible 43% of coronavirus deaths occurred in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, according to Forbes. The 2.1 million Americans who live in nursing homes and assisted living facilities represent just 0.62% of our population, but a staggering 43% of America's coronavirus deaths. Now, come on, little Anthony Fauci, you puke, and your girlfriend, Debbie Birx, Nurse Ratched. I thought you had multiple PhDs and you were the world's greatest authority on epidemics and infectious disease. You know everything. Why couldn't your pea brain figure this out? 0.62% of the population, the only people really vulnerable to this virus. You did nothing. You didn't warn. You didn't do anything for these people. Instead, you had healthy young America under house arrest in their homes and apartments. You ruined the airlines, shut them down. These people in assisted living facilities and nursing homes, they don't fly. But you managed to wreck our airlines, you SOBs. A modern nation can't function without thriving airlines. Thank you for wrecking them. And that's just one of the things you torched in our country. Anybody, if I'd spent my life studying infectious disease and studying the effects of these things on people 80 years old, I could have figured this out. And I think you did too, but you're lying SOBs. You didn't want us to know this. It's not just that you're incompetent and that you're stupid. No, you're evil. You wanted this to happen. You relished it. And you nursed it. This was your big opportunity on the left. Hopefully, we caught you in time. Hopefully. In other words, well, here's John Nolte back here. In Minnesota, the number of corona deaths in nursing homes and assisted living, 81.4%. Washington, 61%. Pennsylvania, 69%. Ohio, 70%. Virginia, 63%. North Carolina, 63%. New Hampshire, 70%. Michigan, which, like New York and New Jersey, forced nursing homes to accept patients still infected with the coronavirus and is refusing to release its number of nursing home deaths. That's Gretchen Whitmer, the dominatrix in black leather and dark red lipstick. And John Nolte says, gee, I wonder why. So there you go. You go on that. We got it. We got it here on this show. lockdown, the biggest mistake, and some people have said the biggest mistake in history. But hopefully we caught the left in time. And the ship hasn't gone past its... There's a point in the in writing or capsizing a ship. When a ship goes past a certain point, nautical engineers know this. I'm just vaguely aware of it. But there's a tipping point past which a ship can't be righted. So how far have we heeled over? Deck chairs and people are sliding along the deck. Looks pretty bad. There seems to be a little motion towards coming back. It seems as if the ship is righting itself. Let's look for another story here on Breitbart. Congressman Gates of Florida's 1st District, drafting a bill to drop big tech's legal immunity. I love it. And Senator Josh Hawley, he says Twitter should lose their legal immunity. In other words, I like what the president said. Hey, we'll shut you down. We will shut you down. You SOBs of the left who've taken over our means of communication. We'll shut you down if we have to. No more libertarian Mr. Nice Guy. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, sent a letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. What a dork. Look at this guy. He's so cool looking. Oh, I love that turtleneck look. So cool. Jack Dorsey doesn't need to wear a tie. Questioning why his company should continue to receive Section 230 legal immunity when they editorialized President Donald Trump's tweets. Twitter decided to fact check Trump's tweet on mail-in ballots, which Hawley charged raises serious questions about whether the social media giant targeted the president for political reasons. Now, by the way, this puke, Andrew Napolitano, defended Twitter on the air, on TV. He said, I'll defend Twitter to the death and their right to fact check the president. This is the libertarian bullshit that has infected the Republican Party and the neocon stupidity. We're in a war. We're in a war for our survival and our right to have a place that we can communicate where our words are not censored is just like our right to oxygen. And if somebody's choking off my oxygen, I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to have a long legalistic discussion with Judge Napolitano. Hawley wrote this to this creep, Dorsey. And how did they pull this off? How did the left manage to end up with ownership of all of the social media platforms? How the hell did that happen? Most of us Americans are conservative. Why didn't we get a platform? What happened? Let's fix that. So good action there from Hawley. Good action from Mark Gates of Florida. Here's some more good Republican action. Find it for you here. Oh, this is a story today. We have 40 million people unemployed, 40 million, and there are, Tucker Carlson carried this today, 9 Republican U.S. senators who want to extend and expand the guest worker visas, tickets to citizenship, and welcome carts for Indians, Chinese, you name it, Filipinos, Indonesians. 40 million real Americans out of work. And by the way, one of those senators is Lindsey Graham. What a phony. Lindsey Graham wants more. We talked about this once before on the show. Lindsey Graham, I think, was pushing for 250,000 more guest worker visas for, of all places, red stinking China. Lindsey, what's going on there, buddy? We need 250,000 more officially approved agents of the Red Chinese Communist Party in our top universities, laboratories. We need them in our nuclear facilities, our biological facilities, our biowarfare. We need them there. Lindsey, you creep, you SOB. We can't have phonies like that who talk, who are very good at faking us out. What would you call it, a head fake? Is that what they're doing on us, a head fake? We're kind of tired of being head faked, Lindsey. No, we don't want any more of these people. None, zero. We don't need them. 40 million unemployed people. Ding, ding, hello. Earth to Lindsey Graham. Wake up, sucker. Jobs for Americans, no jobs for Chinese, for Indians, for Indonesians, for Filipinos. Zero. That's the right quota, the right amount is zero. Here's a piece of good news to make you folks feel a little better. The stock market soaring back upwards. And I know it doesn't help any of us or make anybody happy to know that people with stock portfolios like our favorite billionaires are zooming upwards. But most hardworking Americans don't have much of anything in the stock market. But it does indicate it is a positive sign as to the revival of our economy. Let's put it this way. The stock market zooming up past 25,000 after touching 19,000 only a couple weeks ago. That's a lot. That's 6,000 points, folks, in what, 4 weeks, 3 weeks? There's a lot of somebody made a lot of money there. Let's hope it wasn't Red Chinese, because they are bottom fishing right now. They are snapping up bargains, snapping up our companies. That, imagine the alternative. Imagine that after touching 19,000, you know, 4 weeks ago or whatever the date was, imagine instead of talking about 25,000 today, we are talking about a trip the other direction. Instead of having gone upwards 6,000, how about a trip down 6,000 from 19,000 to 13,000? That would be a dark situation. And remember, the all-time high of the stock market ever at the height of the Trump boom was 29,000. So we're already knocking on 26,000. We're knocking on that door. So that's a very good, that's a very encouraging piece of information. Here's a great story on Nancy Pelosi on Breitbart. Listen to her. Here's some audio. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said during a press conference on Wednesday that every crisis is an opportunity to advance a leftist agenda. Here is the witch herself.
That was our offer to the Republicans. Invite them to negotiate. When I read in some of my local metropolitan journals that it was partisan and nowhere to go, nobody said that when Mitch McConnell put forth his bill, CARES 1. Nobody said that when he put forth the next bill, right, Mr. Clyburn? The interim PPP. It was an offer. And we came, we negotiated, we turned those bills around, and we had bipartisanship. So I would like the same, shall we say, courtesy extended to the House Democrats for our putting forth our disciplined, focused, necessary legislation to kill the coronavirus, to open our economy, to send our kids to school, and to again honor our heroes, our state and local workers, our healthcare workers, our first responders, firefighters, police, emergency services, transportation, sanitation, food service, did I say that already? Teachers, the list goes on. Let's honor our heroes. Let's end this virus. Let's do that. And if they want to say no, I have news for them. The American people are on to this.
God, I apologize to you for playing that much of her. That was uncalled for. We'll be back in a moment.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed. There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild
America first. Yeah, indeed, Merle Haggard's got it right. Boy, we need Merle Haggard, Secretary of State, Attorney General, President. The people's foot, he was called while he was alive. He still is. Merle Haggard. You just heard that offer to get a commander lifetime membership at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute. Well, I took the occasion to reach into my wallet and hunt around for my commander membership card, which I carry in there. As I fumbled around, I found my wife had helped herself to some of the cash. That's okay. It's part of being married. But I did find the commander membership card, and here it is, James Kelso, commander, and it gives my number, blah, 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 seven-digit number, my membership number. And boy, that nice hard plastic card. And when John Stadtmiller, that promo piece that you just heard from, that voice you heard was John Stadtmiller, the founder of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And he said, this is too good to be believed. And that's right. He's got that right. So $500 one-time contribution to the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is a contribution you want to make anyway. But to get the commander membership, which normal cost on this, with all of its privileges, is $25,000. It's lifetime. It's more than lifetime, because you can leave it to you designate a beneficiary. They become lifetime members. And I've got my beneficiary picked out. So this is at least a two lifetime, $25,000 package, all for helping your favorite, one of your favorite radio networks out. Well, let's see here. We're in our last segment. Let me close up my wallet. It's thinner now that my wife's been in there. But as I say, you know, that's part of the deal. That's okay. All right. I wanted to play for you this witch on a broomstick, Pelosi. And I'm so glad that she's in command of the enemy army. I'm so glad that they have such a horrid commander. But I wanted to play just the last few seconds. I played all this other buildup verbiage from her bloviation. Here's all I wanted to play, where she makes the statement that every crisis is an opportunity. And this is how the left-wing mind works. And you can see it in their eyes. You can see their thrill, their sexual excitement over and everything bad that happens. I'm not going to have a chance to play it. We'll put this off till tomorrow night. Kind of a teaser there. It's not that good. But I'll see you again tomorrow night back here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for stopping by. So long.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.